News Radio KMAN In Focus continues. Dave Lewis in for Brady Bowman this morning. Brady will return Monday here on the program as we move into our second subject of the day. And we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, food. But it doesn't necessarily apply to me because I don't quite qualify yet. We're going to be talking about nutrition, meals, and delivery of meals. We have two guests in the program today. We have Margaret Abbott and Ken Johnson. And Margaret, you kind of head up this program. And I understand you're housed at the Riley County Senior Service Center. Can you give me a little background on everything that you do there?
Well, what we do is we deliver meals to an average of 75 customers, homebound seniors, every day. We have approximately 63 drivers, and we have 13 routes. So you figure that's 65 people a week that deliver meals, plus their helpers, which you're talking about over 100 people involved.
That's a lot of coordination, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my.
We also have about 20 to last-minute subs that we can call. Somebody comes in with flat tire, car won't start, any major problem, then we have to call somebody to come in and do it. I've had them come in as little as 10 minutes after I've called them.
Now, 75, is that fairly consistent over the years, the number of meals that you deliver on a regular basis?
Yeah, I think that is a fairly consistent number. It varies somewhat according to whether they're in the hospital in rehab or something. We put them on hold until they come back out of the hospital. So that's our number may drop, and some days our numbers get way up to 80 or more. So it does vary somewhat every day.
Now, you call the entity Friendship Meals.
Right.
And there's a lot of folks involved in this. I understand you're actually under the guidance of the Flint Hills Area Agency on the Aging.
Right.
And but you office at the Riley County Senior Center.
Right. I have a small office in there, and that's where everybody comes to, where I do all my work, actually, from there. And I do all the coordination of the drivers. I do all the coordination of the servers that serve there. We have approximately 40 or more that eat in the senior center also. And we have servers that set up the tables, serve the meals, clean up. And then we also have what we call our cooler guys, which are the ones who put the meals in the coolers that the drivers pick up about 10:30 in the morning.
So the cooler guys are just about, you know, putting things to where it keeps cold, and not just because they're cool about the work they do.
Well, they're cool about their
work. They're cool
too.
About the work. All right. Well, you brought a friend along with you. This is Ken Johnson. And Ken, I understand you do some driving for this program. How long have you been doing this?
Well, I'm a member of the Manhattan Gowanus Club, and our club has took this project on 22 years ago. And there are three of us who, I've been doing this 19 years.
19.
And my wife, Nina, goes along with me. Usually, we've been doing it together for about 19 years. And Carol Hagbart was a member of our club who originally came down to the senior center and actually arranged for us to deliver meals. And like I say, he's been doing it 22 years. And then Norm Simmons with our club has also been doing this from pretty much from the beginning, he and his wife, Rosie. So it's been a long-term project for us.
Ken, I bet you've developed a lot of friendships over the years through this.
I have, and I really do enjoy just getting to see these people every week, you know.
Did you, how did you get, the Kiwanis Club is running this, or yeah, is in charge of this effort. Mm-hmm. How did the Kiwanis get involved with that?
Well, we have one of our committees is Community Service Committee, and Carol Hagbart was a member of that committee, and we were asked, well, what would we want to take on in the way of another service project, and it was suggested we consider that. So Carol went down to, he and a lady, I was trying to think of it, but it was vice president of the club at the time, and they went down together, and they agreed to do it.
Well, that's a great service project.
It has been. It has been.
Do you have other organizations, Margaret, that participate, that, that help out providing drivers?
Yes, we do. Via Christi's one of them. The what we call the Mod Squad, which is Men of Distinction.
Men of Distinction?
Yes.
How do you have to qualify to be a man of distinction?
Well, you know, I'm not real sure since I happen to be, don't qualify anyway.
Gotcha.
But no, it's a club that got started. And I'm sure that if I could find out more information for anybody who would be interested in joining their group. We also have several other smaller groups. The pilot clubs. We have two different pilot clubs, which are another group where they've gotten together and have taken on the project. We have, you know, they pick up the meals at 10:30 in the morning.
Okay.
So everybody here gets their meal somewhere roughly between 11 and 12 o'clock. Sometimes it's a little later, some not too often, but usually sometimes it's even earlier than 11 o'clock. We also have to do an assessment on everybody that's in the program. So if anybody wants to join us, we have to do what we call an in-house assessment because they have to be homebound. And we have to determine that they are indeed homebound. And homebound doesn't mean you don't go to the doctor's office or you don't go to the grocery store. It just means you don't go gallivanting around.
Gotcha.
We do the assessments once a year. And some of the people have been on it for a long time. We have them call in to us about 9 o'clock in the morning to let us know if they do not want a meal. Because otherwise the meals have to be brought back to the center and basically wasted. So we are pretty strict on making sure they call in, let us know that they're not going to be the home.
In your opening comments, I believe you said you had 63 some drivers.
Right.
That are involved. Is that an adequate number for you?
Well, not really. We can always use extra. Because, like I say, we have maybe 10, 20 people on reserve, mm-hmm. but we've got 63 permanent drivers right now. Some of those drivers are taking two routes a week, so because it takes 65 drivers at the minimum to deliver all 13 meals every week. And we deliver between Monday and Friday, and we do have frozen meals on the weekends for the ones that request frozen meals. They're usually delivered on Fridays. Now, we also have to stay within the Manhattan proper area. We don't deliver outside the city limits.
I was about to ask that.
But we do give frozen meals for those who want to pick them up.
So, and that would be available for people that are living outside the city of Manhattan.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Right. If they want to come pick them up on a Monday, say, anywhere from 5-7 meals or something for the week. They're usually frozen meals, but they're the same meals that we fix every day. It's just we don't have a choice of variety.
Mm-hmm. Ken, when you arrive at 10:30 to pick up the meals, what is your delivery schedule like? How many meals do you deliver on a daily basis, and how much travel is involved? The number of people you see.
Well, I'd pick up the meal at about 10:30, and we load that into the car, and we drive down 4th Street to Colorado Plaza, and I'd say it's probably not more than maybe a 5-minute drive, and we're delivering meals to, what is it, Margaret, Colorado, around 10 or 12 now?
Yeah, we're up to 12.
12, mm-hmm. And, you know, at one time our club actually did both Colorado and Carlson plazas. And so, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it takes about a half an hour, actually delivery about a half an hour.
Okay. And that's just to one of those facilities?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How many other deliveries might you make?
Well, actually, and right now, the Kiwanis Club is just doing Colorado every week, every Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah. And Margaret, when someone else is homebound, you know, one of your non-Kiwanian drivers, how many deliveries do they do, more than one delivery in a day?
Oh, yes. We have anywhere from, we have a couple of our routes that only have two people on them, but we have some that are in the hospital right now. So technically, I guess there's about five on each route, but three of them are in rehab at the moment. But some of them anywhere up until 12. Usually average, I would say, would be about six, seven meals per. That means they've scattered. They have to drive different routes. Some of them over on Seth Child, right off of Seth Child. Some of them on Anderson. Some of them off of Kimball. So, and then we have the senior center up on the top of the mountain.
You got a big map in your office?
Yes, a huge map.
I bet you do. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more about Friendship Meals. Nutrition coordinator Margaret Abbott is here. And Ken Johnson, who is one of the drivers for Friendship Meals, it's very enlightening. Learning a lot today on K-Man's In Focus. We'll be back in just a couple of moments.